Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Genesis chapter 13, I'll read the first 11 verses quickly. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, and to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and behold all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves one from the other. We have here the record of Abraham and Lot making a separation. Of course, Abraham was the one to whom God came and said that he wanted to start a new nation by which the Savior would be born. And Abraham became the father of the Hebrew nation, or the Israelites. And he was a wealthy man. He had herds, and he had gold and silver and lots of servants. His nephew Lot had traveled with him, and he had jumped into the family business as well, and had a pretty good business of flocks and herds and people helping him. And they both grew so big that there was contention between the workers and contention between Abraham and Lot. And honestly, I think I could say it this way. It probably got a little irritating to Abraham that Lot had kind of horned in and was trying to take some of his success. Imagine how irritating it must have been for everywhere he would go, Abraham, that Lot would follow. It finally came to the point where Abraham said, Tell you what, I don't want strife. I don't want trouble. So let's divide up here. If you want to go left, then I'll go right. You want to go right, I'll go left. And let's keep our businesses separate. We'll still be family. But you need to launch out on your own. I need to be on my own. We need to realize that much of life is made up of trying to live peaceably with people who irritate us. One of the great lessons in going to Bible college is called dorm life. Living with someone to whom you're not sharing the same last name, you're not related to, and they irritate you. For the first time in your life, you have to live with somebody you're not related to, that you have to learn how to get along. They do things differently than you do. They weren't trained the way you were trained. They don't think the way you think. And you have to learn how to live peaceably in the midst of all this. This is true at work with people that irritate you. It's true at school. It's true at home. It's true when you go shopping. It's true at the restaurant. It's true wherever you go, even church. I guess the best thing to do then is that we can't eliminate people who irritate us, but we may be able to limit the irritation. Let me give you four thoughts today on how to live peaceably with people who irritate you. Number one, don't just try harder. Fire and gasoline always make an explosion. No matter how hard you try for it not to, it will. Just trying to tolerate the situation will not be good enough. Eventually, you'll reach the limit and explode. Now, I applaud the effort that it takes to try to ignore the situation, but it is a waste of effort. You have to realize that no matter how hard you try, it's not going to change the outcome. There's still going to be irritation. Number two, you need to find out about you and what is in your life that irritates the person who irritates you. Step back and look at that person and see what they see. You may not like doing this, but you need to. Face it frankly. Face it with reality. Don't look at it as you see it. Look at it as this person who irritates you. How do they see it? Just like a critic. You know, a critic has a shred of truth in what they say. Now, it's not to the degree nor probably the direction, but there's a shred of truth in there. Find that truth and fix it. You can be a better person if you can work on that one area in your life. Number three, find out about what that other person does that irritates you. Make a list if you have to. Now, don't be unreasonable, but there's probably two or three or four things that that person does, and it just drives you the wrong way. Look at what is changeable and what is not. Look at what is fixable and what is not, and help them fix the areas that could be fixed and avoid the areas that cannot be fixed. And number four, this may be the key to the whole thing. Stay away from as many circumstances as possible that will cause the irritation. I did not say stay away from the person. You don't avoid the person at all costs. You avoid the situations or the topics about which you don't agree upon and that cause irritation. Just like Abraham, he had Lot, and Lot did whatever Abraham did and kept succeeding, but there was no room for them anymore, so they put a distance between themselves. Abraham sought to alleviate that which caused the strife. He didn't just try to deal with the strife. He didn't try to get away from Lot. He just said, let's keep our businesses separate. He never said, let's not be family. There are some folks with whom you work, but you should not be casual with them. Don't worry about not being casual with them. Work with them. There are some who you can be casual with, but don't work with. Be casual, then don't work with them. Avoid topics that cause the problems. Two strongly opinionated people should probably not share tasks together. You say, why? Because they're going to irritate one another. Hey, it's totally unreasonable for you to expect everybody to think like you do. So let's not do it. Let's learn to live peaceably with those who irritate us. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.